With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson vows there will be big consequences if terror group Hamas violates the ceasefire deal struck recently with Israel. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Johnson joined NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, saying he was hopeful about the truce announced last week. He said he recently spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and that they are cautiously optimistic that the Palestinian militant group Hamas will follow through with the three-part plan. Johnson said he had a message for the international community regarding the ceasefire deal. He said, quote, "Everyone around the world needs to know, as President Trump has made clear, that we stand with Israel and that there will be blank to pay for Hamas if they violate those terms." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Three female Israelis were released on Sunday. Also at SRNnews.com, GOP senators are vowing to confirm as many Trump nominations as possible this week.
Job one for the Republican-controlled Senate this week will be confirmation votes for a number of Trump nominees. Democrats have let it be known they don't plan to help the GOP expedite the process, but there is an exception. Democrats and Republicans alike are expected to yield their debate time on Monday to allow for a confirmation vote for one of their own. GOP Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. He'll likely be the only Trump cabinet member in place by the end of day one. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
There's a reason why Mr. Trump's inauguration has been moved indoors.
Going to be a cold day in Washington, D.C. on Monday, that's for sure. Looking at high temperatures, will probably be in the mid-20s. In the morning, maybe 21, 22, getting up towards 24, 25 by the afternoon. It's going to be windy. We'll have wind gusts towards 25, 30 miles an hour. So that will push the wind chill down to around 10.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions. Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit is filed to challenge a new Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities. The plaintiffs claim that the statute places restrictions on teachers' speech and classroom lessons. The Alabama measure, which took effect last fall, is part of a wave of proposals from Republican lawmakers nationwide taking aim at programs who push the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. U.S. Senator Steve Daines says forest lands in his state of Montana facing much of the same problems as California, thanks to harvesting restrictions on federal land.
Rather than thinning our forests, reducing fuel loads, reducing risk of catastrophic wildfires, we're sitting here in court. Rather than having loggers in our forests, we've got lawyers crawling all over here filing suits.
Tell Salem Radio Network he looks forward to more sensible policies under former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, President Trump's nominee for Interior Secretary. New York City police arrest a suspect in an assault on a 66-year-old MTA worker in Harlem. NYPD says Paul Hinton approached the employee and punched her in the face Friday afternoon as she stood on a platform at a subway station. Hinton is now charged with second-degree assault. The on-duty MTA worker was injured but is expected to recover. More details at srnnews.com.